Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Good morning, Aaron Fry.
Aaron Estrada?
Okay, now the Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to conduct your hearing. Therefore, the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Neal, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Okay, so would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Aaron Midwest,
Number 2007. Thank you, sir. Okay, we have some audio problems this morning, so I'm going to ask that you speak up when you're talking, okay? And I'll try to make sure that you can hear me also, okay? You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Services this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. In the center, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to the far right, here is the Honorable Lee Canonis. And my name is David Deal. I'll be hearing me. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. And he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Well, can I inform you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense? Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing
myself. All right, thank you, sir. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Would you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Can you hear that we conduct them in two phases, sir? In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer for a face-to-face office visit on September 27, 2018, as verbally directed on August 29, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were absconding from supervision. Now, in true or false, sir? It's true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Estrada, I am finding genuine as a violated term condition of the supervision and that he may not last or about to last at the criminal days or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Canonis. Okay, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment. But here's what we do. We'd like to. Mr. Turner will give some background information. So stay there on the phone, and I'll be right back with you, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Estrada was released from ADC custody on 6-5-2018 and arrested on 1-25-2019 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-25-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 11-2-2019 with 120 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, promoting prison contraband, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2010, threatened intimidation, 3 years, 9 months. 2012, aggravated assault, 3 years, 9 months. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting contraband and drugs noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either not filed or dismissed. He has a GB score of G2, B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Todd, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision. You were approved to reside in 613 West 1st Street in Nogales, Arizona, and that was your only approved residence. Did you leave there, sir?
No, I was also residing there.
Okay. Just to explain something, if you see me looking off like this to the side instead of looking straight forward, but we have a screen in front of us, and we have one to our left and one to our right, and the one to in front of us is kind of blurry. So since I kind of read lips a little bit, I'll be sometimes looking over to the left. It's a little bit clearer picture, okay? I just thought about that, but you might, you know, the thing is making me confused why we do that. Okay, so it says here you were employed at Eagle Rock Excavation Company. Did you work there the whole time you were out?
Yes, sir. Well, before I worked at Eagle Rock Excavation, I worked at Lexus dealership, and then I transferred to Eagle Rock Excavation.
Huh, okay.
I still have employment there if I was to get out.
Okay, well, that is very commendable. I think if you'd have kept in contact with your PO, you'd probably be there and still here right now. So, which brings up a good question. Why did you break off contact with your PO? Why didn't you at least call him if there was a problem?
I lost my car, and then after that, a couple of weeks before that, I lost my job. And then cell phone and everything. So I had no way of communicating after that.
Okay. Alright, so it looks like you were assigned the task, and on July 25th you tested positive for THC. You were verbally reprimanded, directly obtained a medical marijuana card. Did you get the medical marijuana card?
I did not.
No? Okay.
That was the one thing I think.
Have you referred to the Pinal his Hispanic Counseling Services for anger management? Did you ever go there?
I was going to
keep
it on classes, but I
would never
be the date or
the
time.
That's why I never showed up. Okay.
I would never
be
the exact date.
So, well, you don't have a whole lot of time left. It only shows one drop the whole time you're out. And I wouldn't say when you have other drops that were negative, but it also doesn't have any other drops that were positive. Since it referred to a medical marijuana card, you had issues, did you continue to self-meditate with marijuana while you're out?
No, well, like I said, I got out and I got shot up, and I was away for so long, and it was a one-time thing. I'm not a chronic marijuana user or anything. Like I said, I've never had any problems with drugs. I just got tested 2 or 3 days ago, and I tested negative for everything. So, like I said, my drugs are not an issue for me.
Okay. All right, let's see if my phone board will have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly with their decision, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, now would be the time to do it.
I'm just hoping that I have a daughter being born next month, and I'm just hoping for the rest, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you, sir. But we'll be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing him, but we won't be. But stay there on the phone, just remain silent, and I'll be back to you after we made a determination, okay? Okay. All right, the board non-discussion. Well, Mr. Strong is an interesting woman. I'm sure he would benefit from some anger management class based on his prior convictions, but you know, scout time is hard to accept. I hope that he really doesn't have one problem. He's got a few months left till he's scheduled to get out, and because of his scout time, I don't think he's a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm willing to listen to discussions from my fellow board members. No discussion, okay. So based on all the information, we're going to 2018W3061, the testimony of Mr. Estrada and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm moving the remote community supervision to Mr. Estrada's delinquent. Now we've termed condition of supervision and have lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal ways or recovery.
Second.
Agree.
Okay.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Thomas, and moved by Dr. Wright.
All right, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time.
You heard the discussion. I would suggest that between now and the time that you're due to get out, that you make yourself a good plan or take any programming you can get there. But the big thing is to make a good plan, get yourself ready so that when you get out and don't have a PO to report to, you can have a safe and productive life without spending any more time in the Department of Corrections. We don't like seeing you here today. It's not that we don't like you, we just would rather see you out there in the community being productive. Okay, sir? All right, we do wish you the best of luck. This will end your hearing, and would you need to put the next MA or we'll see if we're back on the phone?
Yes, sir.